The World This Week. Business.
French prosecutors issued preliminary charges against Pavel Durov, the boss of Telegram, for allegedly failing to tackle criminal activity taking place over the messaging app, which has 900 million users worldwide. The arrest of Mr. Durov in Paris came amid worsening relations between governments and social media companies. In America, Mark Zuckerberg accused the Biden administration of pressing Meta to censor certain content across its platforms about COVID-19 during the pandemic. And Brazil's Supreme Court threatened to shut down X in a row with Elon Musk, the platform's owner. Nvidia published another impressive set of quarterly earnings. Revenue rose by 122% year-on-year to $30 billion. But as that was below the 262% growth it registered in the prior quarter, its share price tumbled in early trading. Net profit of $16.6 billion was up by 168%. The chipmaker's earnings are being scrutinised by markets each quarter as a bellwether for the artificial intelligence boom. Kioxia, a Japanese chipmaker that was spun out of Toshiba and is the world's third largest maker of flash memory units, filed to list shares on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Aiming to raise at least $500 million, it could be the biggest initial public offering in Japan this year. Investors took fright when PDD Holdings said slower economic growth in China would inevitably lead to falling sales and profits. Its share price tumbled by 29%, wiping $55 billion off its market value. PDD operates the Pinduoduo and Temu e-commerce sites, shipping cheap goods that are made in China. The retailer had so far weathered the gloom of a depressed Chinese economy. Despite a price war in its Chinese home market, BYD said revenue rose by 16% in the first half of 2024, year on year, and net profit by 24%. The maker of electric cars delivered 426,039 fully electric vehicles in the second quarter, up by 21% from a year earlier. The Canadian government decided to slap tariffs of 100% on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles and a 25% duty on Chinese steel and aluminium. Following similar steps in America and the European Union, Canada said both industries were unfairly subsidized by the Chinese state. China said the measures would damage trade and cooperation between the two countries. Goldman Sachs won its appeal to the Federal Reserve over its result in this year's stress tests. It is the first time that a bank has successfully challenged the findings of the annual exam. The ratio of capital to risk-weighted assets it is required to hold will now be slightly lower. Elliott Management and activist hedge fund raised the stakes in its proxy fight with Southwest Airlines by sending an open letter to other shareholders in which it claimed that the board had failed to hold the chief executive and chairman accountable for the company's woes and that both men should go. Elliott plans to meet Southwest's representatives on September 9th. Kroger and Albertsons went to federal court to lay out arguments for why their long-delayed $25 billion merger should be allowed to proceed. The Federal Trade Commission wants to block the deal, claiming that the combination of the supermarket giants would result in higher prices for consumers and worse conditions for workers. The trial is expected to last 3 weeks. In a humiliating turn of events for Boeing, NASA decided not to bring back two astronauts from the International Space Station on the company's Starliner space vehicle and will instead use a SpaceX Dragon craft to return the pair to Earth. The astronauts travelled to the ISS in the Starliner, which experienced technical problems and is considered too risky for the crewed returned voyage. The astronauts won't come home until February. Their 8-day mission will have lasted 8 months. NASA insists they are not stranded. Paramount Global said its takeover by Skydance Media would now go ahead and should be completed in the first half of 2025. A late rival bid from a group of investors led by Edgar Bronfman, a media magnate, was withdrawn just a week after it was submitted. Lego reported big jumps in revenue and operating profit for the first half of the year. The Danish maker of toy bricks has become ever more innovative with its playsets. It has long offered Disney and Harry Potter themed products, but it recently released a Jaws set containing bricks for shark, boat and characters from the film. Lego is taking a bigger bite of the toy market as its rivals report sinking sales.